today is the 20th of March, 2017. This is 10 years after the first event of this kind. And for the 10th anniversary, we had a very special guest here, Dr. King. And I think the best thing is just she's going to present herself.
Yes, hello. It's lovely to speak to you. I'm actually a hybrid. I'm a Brit. I live in Switzerland. I work in Oxford and Switzerland and Oslo. And I'm really looking at researching hard at the changes that are happening in the media and how legacy organizations can master those changes.
I wonder why you haven't been appointed a keynote speaker, because this message would have been so important to many of our audience here in Berlin.
Well, that's very flattering, but actually just halfway through a big research project, so we'll see what happens when it's all finished. But at the moment, it was really fantastic to have an opportunity to present the work in progress and get an early stage feedback on where my ideas seem to be going, where the research is taking me, because I'm really trying to filter out best practice. Everyone is struggling with the same challenges, but some organizations are doing really well in specific areas. So I'm trying to pull that out and transfer learning and distill out of that the really key messages that would be helpful for other organizations facing the same challenges.
But it wasn't just about organizations. Actually, it was about the work of journalists. It was the work even about artists. And it was the work about technology people. How does that intertwine?
Well, I think the big shift in the media over the past 10, 15 years has been the ascendancy of technology. And really, the media industry is becoming slowly ingested into the technology industry. So technology is no longer the kind of plumbing that allows media content to reach its audiences. It's really central to how content is created, how it is consumed, how it is distributed. And so technologists are moving into center stage in media organizations, and they're a different culture to journalists. They're a different culture to creatives. They are equally creative. And one of the things I've been looking at is how those cultures can synthesize and respect each other, and that their learning can be combined, because media organizations who are forging ahead have really understood how important technology is and are synthesizing that into the quality content they always made.
Having been at the Innovators Summit for 10 years, I think we have realized that these three fields of different capacity don't need more innovation. Maybe they need more interaction.
I would put it differently. I think they definitely need more interaction. I think what we need are more sophisticated, clever processes to bring them together. I think we're more or less aware of what the challenges are. We've been in a kind of high adrenaline mode, reacting to new developments, very important developments, but it's kind of distracted us from really thinking very fundamentally and deeply about how do we ensure media has a sustainable future. And so I think it's about systematizing, understanding this is the new now. We will have innovation essential. It becomes business as usual, and we need to do it as smartly as we can.
You have been coping with very different cultures even here in Europe. Did that help or did that hamper this effort?
I think it helps tremendously, because it's really, really good for the ego, because you might think you know how one culture works, and then you go and work as I do in Oslo or live in Zurich, and you find an entirely different cultural orientation. Different things are respected, different ways of looking at things, and I think it's kind of humbling, and also you realize how many different solutions there are. There are many, many different rights. There is no one right issue. And I think one of the key messages in my work, and the reason I'm a bit guarded about looking at best practice, or I'm definitely not developing a success recipe, because I think it's really important for organizations to define their own success recipe. And I also believe they have a bigger capacity to solve their problems internally than they think.
I was very surprised, or maybe even astounded, because you didn't only speak about the journalists and the technology, but you mentioned the potentials of art and of art practice in this environment.
You need to tell me a bit more about where you saw that coming in. In which
connection? I saw that because you found out some common denominators which are important for both disciplines.
Well, it's about elegance of expression, if that expression is in computer code, if it's in designing a perfectly functional, aesthetically pleasing product, or coming up with a perfect piece of content with no redundancy in language that expresses ideas really clearly and beautifully. So I think there are commonalities there. There's a craft. There's a craft in technology and art, in journalism. There's a deep commitment to that craft. And I think that's also a point of coming together where there is commonality and one can get more unity and more power in the organizations.
Maybe I exaggerate, but then there's a common denominator between a crisp comment, a good line of code, and some good pieces of lyric.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yes. Yes. And they take... Someone raised a good question about age, and I think ageism is a problem. There is a tendency to think we need, you know, digital natives to do everything. And I think there's actually also a need for wisdom and, you know, the 10,000 hour point that takes an awful lot of practice to create, to write great code, to write great journalism, to create great art.
You said that after this first period, we are taking out a little of the adrenaline about this period. If we speak about this continuation of this process, what will be the maintaining offers for identifications in this new digital environment?
I think you just need a really smart process for working out. There will be a constant stream of shiny new things. How are you going to approach it? And there are some organizations that are much better at it than others. You know, do you make it core? Do you make it non-core? Do you have criteria for working out if it's going to work? Otherwise, your agenda will be permanently tipped over by the next new thing that comes along the line. So you need to acknowledge that's the dilemma we're dealing with. How do we reconcile this dilemma?
So we don't have the chance to talk because we have a moderator behind, but there's one question I really would like to ask. Imagine all the potential questions I could have asked. Imagine the questions you would have liked to answer, which I didn't ask even.
Oh, that's really hard. I think you asked the right questions. No, actually, I'm sorry. I don't think you missed anything. Sorry.
I take this as a positive result for our conversation.
Very smart.
And I wish you a very good continuation in your work. And hopefully we will see you back 10 years later as the keynote speaker for a new generation of men working in this environment.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you.